Monster Man, episode 202, Froghemoth. Hello and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm talking about the monsters that I find in them. Their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games. In today's episode, we are covering the Froghemoth, the final monster, in the F chapter of Monster Manual 2, the 1983 supplement for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition. The Froghemoth is a weird one. The Froghemoth is one of the numerous monsters in Monster Manual 2, which originally made an appearance in a published scenario that came out between the release of the first Monster Manual in 1977 and the Monster Manual 2 in 1983. Now, some of those wound up in Fiendfolio, but that didn't seem to be the case with the Froghemoth, even though, now, unlike most of those monsters, the Froghemoth is not from the scenario, The Lost Caverns of Tsoikanth. Instead, it comes from another module in the S series, Expedition to the Barrier Peaks. Expedition to the Barrier Peaks originated as a tournament scenario in the mid-1970s, 1976 Origins, I think, is when it was first played. And at that time, it was sort of intended as a crossover or like a thematic connection to Jim Ward's game Metamorphosis Alpha, which was a science fiction game in which the PCs were in a dungeon, but it wasn't a dungeon, it was like a spaceship. Spoilers for Expedition to the Barrier Peaks, I guess. In Expedition to the Barrier Peaks, a bunch of monsters are coming out of the mountains, and the Grand Duke of Jeff sends you to go find out what's going on, and it turns out that there is a crashed spaceship there, and it has some sort of biodome. The habitat includes a bunch of monsters, including the Froghemoth. So the Froghemoth appears in 5th edition. I think it's in Volo's Guide to Monsters. It might be in Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, but I think it's in Volo's. It doesn't matter either way. It doesn't have any of the Froghemoth's extraterrestrial origins, and I thought, you know, they've taken this creature that in 1st edition was an alien, and they've just integrated it into the sort of stock D&D setting as an amphibious predator and a companion to bullywugs. But the wild thing is that that's actually exactly what Monster Manual 2 does. Monster Manual 2 doesn't really make any mention of the idea that the Froghemoth is from outer space. Although there are some aspects of its write-up that suggest that it is. So for example, and they're very, very minor things. So for example, it describes the other animals that the Froghemoth preys on as other life forms, which is a very unusual thing to say when you're describing a fantasy setting, right? It's the jargon of a science fiction TV show rather than something that you would expect in a fantasy game, even though there's no real difference between saying other life forms and other creatures. And there's an emphasis on the Froghemoth's weird appearance. And it certainly is weird. It's this big, kind of frog-like, tentacled thing with eye stalks, and it's all funny looking. But again, lots of fantasy monsters are weird. So the fact that the entry calls that out, I mean, suggests to me that there's some kind of legacy quality of the Froghemoth's alienness still here. I don't really know. So there's that. I've started to wonder whether some of these very detailed, essentially a whole encounter monsters, like the Froghemoth, are other scenario monsters. That is to say, other creatures that came out of a published module and were then sort of transposed into the Monster Manual 2, because the Froghemoth has a very detailed rule section. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on about what happens when it swallows a character, what if that character tries to get out, what if it tries to, like, it gets caught in the Froghemoth's mouth and then tries to grab onto a nearby object so the Froghemoth can't, like, swallow it all the way, etc., etc., etc. So almost there's a whole little mini-game here for what happens when your player character is swallowed by the Froghemoth, or when the Froghemoth attempts to swallow it. And that feels very like, you know, oh, here's, this is a big set-piece fight, right? That is the role that the Froghemoth plays in Expedition to the Barrier Peaks, is that it's a big set-piece monster, and so therefore it has the kind of, like, fiddly detail that you get out of other big set-piece monsters, but not out of, like, I don't know, things like giants don't have the same, I mean, giants do have special rules, but they don't have the same level of detail that the Froghemoth does, presumably because giants are, you know, in a way meant to be replicable, and the Froghemoth sort of isn't. I almost say the Froghemoth because the odds that you're going to fight more than one Froghemoth in your campaign are pretty slim, right? You're going to fight it in Expedition to the Barrier Peaks, and you're going to be like, what in blazes is this thing? and then probably is not going to come up again because so much of its value is based on its novelty. But not that there's anything wrong with the Froghemoth. It's a big, tentacly, froggy swamp monster, and there's, like, it's quite understandable, you know. It's the weird creature that lives in this marshy landscape. Terrific. And it makes sense that it would be associated with bullywugs because they also live in marshy landscapes. That's fine. There's no mention of the bullywugs in here, I don't think. That's a later addition. Later editions of D&D tried to tie other creatures together a lot. Actually, that's true in the first Monster Manual as well. It seems to be a thing that like declines a little bit, at least in the Fiend Folio, because the Fiend Folio is assembled from all these different parts, so monsters don't have a lot of connections to each other unless that's the way that their creator designed them, sort of as a group. And in Monster Manual 2, it seems a bit hit and miss. But anyway, the Froghemoth is fine. I just think it's more interesting the great level of detail that goes into the Froghemoth that effectively makes it a little minigame, and the history of the Froghemoth as this creature from another scenario that wound up being in a monster book. And that's all the monsters for today, because this is the last monster in the F chapter, and I don't want to start in on G until next time. So we're going to cut this episode short a little bit early, but I hope that you've enjoyed it, and I hope that you will join me next time for Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great. Thank you for listening. If you have a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, you can reach me on Twitter at GonzoHistory or by email, gonzohistory@gmail.com. To support Monster Man, just go to patreon.com/monsterman. Thank you to Ray Otis for designing the thumbnail image. Our introductory music is Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Thank you again for listening, and please join us next time.